under the brave black flag I fly, then play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well to do. But I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am a pirate king. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is the love of the pirate king.
The love of the pirate king. When I sally forth to seek my prey, I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through more a dirty work than ever I do. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am a pirate king. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is the love of the pirate king.
The love of the pirate king.
Oh, take me with you. I cannot live if I am left behind.
Ruth, I will be quite candid with you. You are very dear to me, as you know. But I must be circumspect. You see, you are considerably older than I. A lad of 21 usually looks for a wife of 17.
A wife of 17? You will find me a wife of 1,000.
No, but I shall find you a wife of 47, and that is quite enough. Ruth, tell me candidly and without reserve, compared with other women, how are you?
I will answer you truthfully, Master. I have a slight cold. Otherwise, I'm quite well.
I'm sorry for your cold, but I was referring rather to your personal appearance. Compared with other women, are you beautiful?
I have been told so, dear Master.
Ah, but lately?
Oh, no, years and years ago.
What do you think of yourself?
It is a delicate question to answer, but I think I'm a fine woman.
That is your candid opinion?
Yes, I should be deceiving you if I told you otherwise.
Thank you, Ruth, I believe you. For I'm sure you would not practice on my inexperience. I wish to do the right thing. And if, I say, if you are really a fine woman, your age shall be no obstacle to our union. Hark! Surely I hear voices. Who has ventured to approach an all but inaccessible lair? Can it be Custom House? No, it does not sound like Custom House.
Confusion! It is the voices of young girls! If he should see them, I am lost!
By all that's marvelous, a bevy of beautiful maidens.
Lost! Lost! Lost!
How lovely! How surpassingly lovely is the plainest of them. What grace, what delicacy, what refinement. And Ruth told me she was beautiful.